Papa and I are going to record, so y'all go ahead and shut the door.
I have a plan.
What?
Let's make a restaurant, and our most prized dish is...
mud pies.
Yes!
Okay.
Do you want to help me make them?
Sure. All the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
This week from the archives, we've got a question about consistency. Here, the Pearls share their views.
One more question. I have a spunky, strong-willed 4-year-old little girl. When another kid takes her toy or does something to make her mad, she gets real angry and hits or pinches. I can say I have been 100% consistent in spanking her for these offenses. I spank her hard, too. Yet, she has not shown improvement in the last year. Am I missing something? I love your books.
Then you have this second child. You said she gets real angry and hits and pinches. You said you've been 100% consistent. No, you haven't. There's some place that you haven't been consistent. Now, spanking doesn't mean consistency. You can consistently spank and not be consistently training. There's a lot of difference there. What other areas does she get angry in? What other areas do you allow her to dominate, to control? Does she see you angry? Does she see the other children dealing with issues in anger? Does she see your husband dealing with issues in anger? If so, then spanking 100% of the time is not being consistent, because consistency involves a much broader scope. It involves the example that you're showing her. It involves all the other little issues where she may not blow up, but she becomes pushy and dominating. Do you then deny her indulgence? If you have a child that is jerking and yanking and pulling at something, they're angry over it, simply take it away from them and explain to them that if it means that much to them, then they can't have it until they show a better attitude. And you're being consistent then. You're not allowing them to get away with controlling others or with pushing others around through their anger or through their violence. So consistency involves a whole lot more than just spanking. I see some parents who wait until they are frustrated and reach the point of spanking, and it gets worse and worse and worse. Why? Because you're leaving off the training. Go back and read No Greater Joy, Volume 1 and Volume 2, and look at all the illustrations and examples we give of consistently training. Deb, you have something on that?
Yeah. Chances are, when your little girl takes something away from another child or hits another child or pinches another child, you take your little girl away from the situation. She is already angry, upset, emotionally stressed. She's already in a bad state. She can't understand what is going on because she's taken out of the situation. Probably from the time she's been very young, you should have just taken a little weed eater cord, and when she took something away from another child, let her hold the object and spat her with a weed eater cord. Of course, now she's 4 years old, and she's really too big to be getting angry, and she's too big to be being selfish, and she's too big to use a weed eater cord on her fingers. But that's what should have been done from the time she was 6 or 7 or 8 months old. But now you're going to need to be dealing with this situation in like you would an older child. So she's 4 years old, and she's just been a bully. A bully is the word that I would use for this child, the way you describe the situation. She's just been a bully to another child. I would keep her right there in front of the other child and spank her, and I would set up a scenario where I could make an issue of it one day to where she finally broke in spirit, to where she knew that you meant business. And I would spank her and tell her, now give the toy back to the other child and say you're sorry. Chances are, if she's angry and she's got a bully's heart, she's going to possibly give up the toy because she knows you're bigger than she is. But she is going to have a rough time saying, I'm sorry. And so she will stand against you. And when she does, you spank her again and say, say, I'm sorry. And she'll probably stand up against you again. And so you take the weed eater cord and spank her legs, or you can take a switch and spank her legs 4 or 5 times and say you're sorry. Chances are, if you've raised a 4-year-old child that still pinches other children, you're going to have a confrontation that'll last an hour, and she will stand against you before she finally comes to a point where she says, I am sorry. And you can tell that her spirit is indeed broken, that she has come to a point where she feels like she has done wrong, that she is in the wrong, and that she is going to do it right next time. We had a situation where a child was in our house, and a grandfather was trying to discipline the child, trying to get the child to sit still. She was about 2 years old, a little over two. And he would take her out and spank her, and she'd pitch a fit and come in making this noise, you know. And he'd take her out and spank her when she refused to obey. And it went on for maybe 3 or 4 times, and he could not get a handle on her. Finally, someone had sent me a whipping stick, and it's kind of a just a very flexible, small cord that's made out of what is some kind of plastic, Mike, and it was just very small. But when you barely hit the skin, it stings. It doesn't ever bruise, but it stings. I always spank myself before I spank a child. I always hit my own leg to see the level of pain, so I can be a better judge. Anyway, somebody handed him the little whipping stick that somebody had sent me in the mail. He walked outside and he gave her about 3 licks on the leg. And we could all of us in the room, there were about 20 of us in the room, could hear the difference in her cry. Her cry went from angry, rebellion, from feeling like I am right and you are wrong and nobody's going to tell me what to do, to a cry of genuine, I need to get my act together. You could tell her heart had changed. That little spanking stick had done the job. And we were all very thrilled that it had made a difference in her life. And so I think you need to consider several things in your daughter. And that is, a 4-year-old should not show signs of being a bully. Somewhere, something has gone wrong for a long time. You should have worked this out when she was still 18 months old. So you need to really feel like this is a problem, because it is. Also, you need to ask yourself, have you taken her away from the place of offense to deal with it, to train her? If you have, she's not been trained. You missed out on something. While she had offended that child, you should have dealt with it there. And the third thing, are you using a proper spanking rod? She needs a switch or something tiny that will not leave a bruise and not create a suction, but cause a very genuine sting. She needs to know you mean business.
Okay, one area of clarification here. I think you said in your letter that when she is playing with her toys and someone comes in and takes them away from her. Now, as Deb answered, she really was answering in terms of the attitude, but as a standard rule, we think that a child should have a right to maintain control of her own toys. In other words, another child should not be allowed to come into your home and take your daughter's toys away from her. Now, the response your daughter is giving is not acceptable, but I think Deb said take the toy and give it to the other girl or say she's sorry. She should have a right to retain control of her own toys, but she shouldn't have a right to express herself by biting or hitting. So if you will be fair, if you will be fair by allowing her to keep what's hers, if you'll be fair by walking over to the other child and saying, that belongs to my little girl, you cannot take it away from her, and take it out of the kid's hand and put it back in your daughter's hand, then you will relieve your daughter of a lot of frustration of feeling like she is being run over by an alien force. That will help somewhat. But we have an article in No Greater Joy, Volume 1, I believe it is, maybe in Volume 2 also, about equality, fair is fair. What's the name of that article?
I can't remember.
The Folly of Fairness or something to that effect. But you need to read that and to deal with the fair issue.
Well, that wraps up this week's archives. We hope that you found it as encouraging as we did. Don't forget to check out the specials at Cane Creek Corner.